It's time for Wildcat News, a look at what's going on in the Humboldt Community Schools, brought to you by Northwest Bank.
Wildcat News, we have Jess Goodnow in studio. Jess is the Director of Safety and Mental Health. What else? What am I missing?
Oh, I'm just the Assistant High School Principal, too.
Assistant High School Principal, that's kind of a big title.
Yeah, they're fun most days, those high schoolers. So
sure.
I enjoy the role, but I do have this side gig of Director of Safety and Mental Health, which is our theme for the morning.
Good. I first want to address what you said just before we went on the air. I had mentioned graduating class of 85, and you said, born in 85.
Born in 85, yep. That was only a couple years ago. Not
just
that long
a few.
Ago.
Yeah, boy. Just making me feel older, and that's okay. We've all earned our stripes.
We have. We all have those unique skill sets, don't we? Those experiences in life.
The experiences in life. And I had mentioned that, you know, growing up in my era, we didn't have a lot of these different events and different programs and accessibility to positive mental health. And they have that now in schools. And I think it's great that it is available and accessible. Can you tell us a little bit about what you're doing? And we're going to talk about Slam the Stigma.
Yes.
But tell me about what you're doing within that program.
Well, so as you were talking, do you remember the great little clip growing up, the more you know? Like we know a lot more when it comes to not only the generation that is in our schools right now, but we have learned from the past when it comes to our own mental health, that physical health, mental health, they are both equally important. And so in the school setting, we have school counselors set up in each building, but we have this great partnership with not only our hospital in town, but we have a great private practice called the Heart of Play that provide school-based therapists to our students who are going through things that need some extra support. Our school counselors do a wonderful job when it comes to those routine check-ins with students, those times where they might be experiencing some anxiety, some extra stress in their life. But there's more that's going on with our students that we really love that partnership when it comes to those school-based therapists. So that partnership has led us to having this great opportunity for Slamming the Stigma, that there are more providers out there and resources for not just our students, but our families and the surrounding community.
The world has changed, definitely. And I think one of the big things would be something like social media. You know, we didn't have a phone attached to our hips and in our hands all day long. And you're subjected to a lot of different messages, all of them always positive. So it's kind of dealing with that and processing it. So I believe that there are some bigger challenges, just different. Not that we didn't have challenges back then, but we all dealt with them differently. But it's good to have those resources.
Oh, yeah. And I think, too, like our brain now has been wired with social media to get those likes and those boosts in our brain that we might have sought that out in different ways back in the late 80s, early 90s, in my case. But with our students, we went to a cell phone restriction this year at the high school, and just to hear the level of conversations that are happening at lunch, while it might be a little bit noisier, it's better when it comes to that face-to-face interaction that we want, apart from that screen interaction that is so prevalent in our society now.
Having a face-to-face conversation is wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you can tell a lot about a person, you know, if they're, or if you're having a conversation, even with adults, and their phone dings, they immediately pull it out of their pocket or purse and they look at it while you're in the middle of a conversation. And it's like, we've become so conditioned.
Correct.
And it's nice just to set them down, step away, and talk.
Right. There are things that pop into our lives that are urgent and sad, and we need to definitely have time to process that. But not everything is as important as we might think it would be. Like I changed to a actual watch, like a analog watch here. And, you know, the distraction, even on your wrist, of having a buzz changes the presence that you have with somebody in that moment.
I love it. Now, big event coming up called Slam the Stigma.
Yes. Tuesday night, we have a great opportunity. The second annual Slam the Stigma. It's a partnership with our local providers here, one being our hospital, and the public health. Kristen Sewell is a great resource when it comes to getting the ball rolling. Bree Birdie, they're wonderful people that not only, you know, work closely with our community, they have kids right in the building that they care about, making sure that these resources are provided for them. But we play Algona Tuesday night. Our basketball games are going on, but while our basketball games are going on, there are people that have all sorts of swag and games and just even the materials needed to maybe make a small change in your life that can help with your mental health. I have to do another plug, though, too. We have a great partnership with Meals for the Heartland. Our middle school makes all sorts of bags for the hungry, not only in our nation, but worldwide. And they will be having a free will donation taco in a bag, walking taco, some call it, as well. So there's a 2-for-1 deal coming out Tuesday night to support our Wildcats. And if you're an Algona fan, I guess we'll let you in as well. But it's going to be a great night for our community, Tuesday night, February 10th.
What time does it start?
Oh, you can watch a ball game starting at 4:30 and then stay till varsity starting at 7 p.m. It's not a double header. It's a triple header. We've got fresh soft, we got JV, and we've got varsity all playing either in our competition gym or our Wildcat Athletic Complex.
Well, best of luck there. That sounds like a lot of fun and a great cause, so good deal. What else you want to talk about this morning?
Oh, I love talking about our students. We've had the best. Our fall semester at the high school was the best attendance that we've ever had for our students. It was the best credit acquisition for our students. I'm just so proud of them. And I could just shout it from the rooftops, well, into this mic, I guess you could say, too. I love talking about our students. I think that they're wonderful. And Mr. Sprague and I have worked really hard with our staff to make sure that we not only have that accountability piece for them to be at school, but to make sure that importance of credits and getting that diploma is in the forefront of their brains. So I love talking about our students. We could talk about our students. Yeah.
Mr. Sprague, there's a guy full of energy.
He's pretty fun.
Oh, my goodness. Every game, it's like he's tireless. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's great.
He's a big fan of wrestling. And so he was at Clarion last night. I know the first duel went our way and the second one didn't. But see him at wrestling and you'll have even more opinions about Mr. Sprague.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, all of the teachers are so involved. And I know it's part of the job, but it's very noticeable. Humboldt's a great school district to me. Humboldt Twin Rivers, it's fantastic. So I appreciate all the work that the administration and all of the teachers and supporting staff are doing. And it's fun to talk about it here during Wildcat News.
Yes, thank you for this opportunity. It's a great partnership with our district and the Bolt.
Yeah, anytime. Director of Safety and Mental Health and Assistant Principal, high school.
VP, whatever you want to call me.
Yeah, just a big long title. Do you have to, is your business card a little bit longer?
It doesn't fit in my wallet. No. Yep.
Very good. Thank you kindly. I appreciate it.
Yes,
and
thank you so
all
much.
The best to you. And let us know how next Tuesday goes.
Oh, we will. We're hoping for a win, a sweep of those Bulldogs.
Yep. Matt, maybe you can follow up with Matt. We can do a nice little news story on it.
Let's hope.
Perfect. Classic Hits, 97.7 of the Bolt. It is 7:36. Wildcat News is brought to you by Northwest Bank.